Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. We've got the Coates family up. They're going to be singing Lord Without You. I want to remind each and every one of you, so we're going to be having a passion play at the church on April the 7th, 8th, and the 9th, starting at 6 o'clock. Special singing every night at 6 o'clock. Friday night's going to be the Edwards family. Saturday night going to be Middle Cross. Then on Sunday, amen, the Justice family. Make sure you make your plans to attend with us on April the 7th, 8th, and the 9th at 6 o'clock for the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Passion Play. Exodus chapter number 19, we see that the children of Israel, y'all remember now that they were taken from Egypt, they went through the Red Sea, they crossed to the other side, and now the Bible said in chapter number 19 that this is the third month since they came out of Egypt. This is part three of the message, what I need to do to prepare to meet God. We need to separate ourselves. God told Moses to go sanctify them. Then God told them to go sanitize them. He said to go wash your clothes today and tomorrow. And then today we're going to be looking at the spiritual submission that it takes to meet with God. I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. Sanctify, sanitize. Then he goes on, think about what it takes for the children of Israel to clean their clothes. They didn't have no laundromats. They didn't have no washing machines. They didn't have no dryers. They didn't have the dry cleaners. It took them some time to get these clothes clean. But can you imagine millions of people with no laundromats, no dry cleaners? It wouldn't take long in the heat to create a foul odor. No deodorants. You can imagine now why God said, go clean yourselves. Amen. But when they did prepare, they stood before God with the best that they had. Are y'all getting the worship service now? And God's looking at them and saying, you know what? Look here. The sanctifying, amen, the sanitizing was all for God, amen. It was all to be a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord of sacrifice. That's what it was about, amen. Not only that, but let me go on. You got to sanctify. No doubt sanitize, but let me give you this one here. There must be a spiritual submission. You can do all them other things that I talked about. But if you don't do this part, you're going to miss meeting with God. You can clean your clothes well. You can separate yourselves. You can do what the preacher said to do. But it will be rhythmic patterns if it's not done in the right joy and for the right one. How many's ever seen a fight? Let's just look at it this way. David and Goliath. Okay, so how many believes Goliath was a military man? Raise your hand. Okay, everybody put your hand. How many believes while looking at the scene, y'all know the story, but while looking at the scene, you could say, you know what? I think Goliath's got this one. If I was a bad man, I'm going to put it on Goliath if I go by what I see. Y'all see what I'm saying? So Goliath had prepared himself physically. He might even somewhat prepared himself mentally. I've got this little dude. But he never prepared himself spiritually. And what Goliath didn't know was this. While young David was on the backside of wherever feeding Jesse's flock, he is taking out wolves and he is taking out foxes and he is taking out lions. Amen. He's destroying enemies with precise instruction of a sling. He'd already told Saul, I done killed the lion and the bear, amen. And what's this uncircumcised Philistine? I'm not concerned because I'm prepared to go into battle. And now remember what he said about the armor. He said, I can't wear this. I'm not accomplished this. He knew how far he had prepared and where he had come. This is just going to be a burden to me. I can't wear this. But this is what he did. He had prepared himself spiritually. He had prepared. He said, I'm going to knock this giant out. He'd already told Saul that. Y'all seen that, amen? Mentally, the giant was already dead in David's eyes, right? He'd already prepared himself physically back there, taking care of the lion and the bear. He'd already prepared himself, but he's spiritually ready too. You say, how do you know, preacher? He stood before that giant and he said, I'm going to tell you something right now. I come to you in the name of the Lord. And I tell you, while David hit him in the front, I think God hit him right smack in the back, amen, and Goliath fell on his face for all of Israel. You'll never defeat the giant without being prepared, sanctified, sanitized, amen, spiritually committed and submitted to the Lord. I want you to look at something today. Our churches are being attacked by a roaring lion because we don't know how to defend ourselves. Now, let me give you something. Go to James chapter number 4. I'm done. James chapter number 4. I want to give you this right here. James chapter 4. From whence comes what? War. How many of y'all play sports? Some of y'all play sports? Boys play sports? Well, what do you do? Basketball. Is that what you do, basketball? Basketball. Okay, so let's say that you mentally prepared to play basketball. You've got your jersey on, your shorts and your sneakers and whatever it takes. You've prepared yourself physically, right? You prepared yourself mentally. We're going to win today, right? But you never spent no time on the court throughout the week. You're going to lose, man, because somebody has been preparing themselves on the court when you wasn't there. Can I tell you why the devil's winning amongst our churches, amongst our communities? He's winning because the lack of preparation on our part to get along with God. I'm going to tell you something. When you meet with God, there's an attraction to that. Everybody around you know you've met with God. Most didn't have to say a word when he came down off the mountain. You know why? Because his face was shining like a noonday sun. They knew he had been with God because of, man, the way his appearance looked. He didn't have to say one word. They said, my Lord, look at him. Amen. Now, I want you to know this. We're in a war. It's not a war that's being fought with missiles and bullets. Yep. I'm not talking about the nation's war. I'm talking about we're fighting a spiritual battle this morning. Yep. You're fighting it every day you get up. Amen. You're fighting a battle. Now, look at James chapter number 4. And I want you to see this spiritual submission unto the Lord. Look here. It says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not whence even of your lust that you war in your members? How many knows you're fighting a war internally against your spirit? Your spirit's going, let's go meet with God, and your flesh saying, no, let's go look at something else. Amen, right? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have. Jealousy. And cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. That means there's untapped resources left available for you because you ask not, you don't receive those things. You ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, not being in the will of God is what it's meaning right there, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? That's you're an enemy with God because of these things. I'm a Christian preacher. I'm a believer. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer, you'll abstain from those things. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world, are you a friend of the world? Or are you a friend of God? Now notice he goes on, he says this. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the what? Humble. Notice verse 7. Submit yourselves. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. What's he say right here? Resist the devil and he will flee from thee. Submit yourselves. What's that mean, preacher? Clean up. Sanctify. Sanitize. Submit your spiritual life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Abstain from evil. Do that which is right. Amen. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he'll what? You know why? Can't stand it. Well, he hates it when you start doing right. You know what Jesus did while he's being tempted in the wilderness for 40 days? Guess what he did? He said, as it is written. Devil's like, it's his kryptonite. Hates it. Can't stand it, amen, when you take the Bible and you actually start applying it to your life. If you'd apply the Bible every day, can you imagine how the devil would hate it? He'd walk around your house and be like, I hate this place. Draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God. What's that mean? Turn that remote. Get that remote and turn that TV off. Maybe you got to turn the car radio off. You just say, God, speak to me for a little while. Draw nigh to God. And what's the promise from the Word of God? And he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. What did we just talk about in the book of Exodus? Cleanse your hands. Not just this outside. Remember what? Do y'all remember what Peter said whenever the Lord came by to wash his feet? He said, oh, Lord, not just my feet, but my hands and my head. And he said, cleanse me, Lord. I'm dirty. Amen. In the presence of Jesus, we're all dirty. We need to be cleansed. He said this. He said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. And purify your heart, your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. God don't want me to be happy and your joy to heaviness. That's not what it says. It's saying that the way that you get happiness, the way that you get joy, the way that you men find gladness in your soul is for you to be under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, filled with the presence of the Spirit of God. And if you'll do them things the Bible's way, you'll find greatness and you'll find excitement in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you don't, he's just another somebody to you. Humble yourself. I don't deserve to get to go to heaven. Thanks be to God for the grace of the Lord. I like what Brother Brad said the other day, speaking about, man, that righteousness. He's talking about, he said, Christ received the punishment of my sins at the cross. When God looked at Jesus, he saw me. But after receiving Christ as my Lord and Savior, when God looks at me, he sees his son Jesus, thank God. I'm going to tell you, listen, I couldn't clean it up. I couldn't get it right. Amen. But I'm thankful this morning that Jesus can. Amen. And Jesus did that very thing for me. He deserves my time. He deserves my way. He deserves my mind. Listen, he deserves me to be clean before him. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.